This is 91.7 WVXU, and WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the candidates, they're starting to already get ready to line up for the state elections in Ohio in 2014. And it looks like there's some local politicians who have some possibilities about running. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think there might be several of them, actually. One of them I've heard a lot about lately is State Representative Connie Pillage, a Democrat from Montgomery. And, you know, she represents sort of the northern suburbs of Hamlin County. And the Ohio Democratic Party, I think, is very high on her, mainly because, well, she won one term against Mike Wilson, the Tea Party founder. Then the Republican legislature came in and redrew her district and threw thousands and thousands of Republican voters into her district. And last fall, she still won against Mike Wilson, the Tea Party founder. And they were very impressed by that. She's a good fundraiser. She has a good story to tell. She's a great campaigner. And I think they're looking at her as a possibility as a statewide candidate.
Any particular position?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably too early to tell. But if I had to guess, I would say possibly treasurer. Josh Mandel, the incumbent Republican, got bloodied up quite a bit during his U.S. Senate campaign against Sherrod Brown last fall, and may well be the most vulnerable of the Republican statewide candidates. So I wouldn't be surprised to see someone like Pillage take on Mandel.
Now you would have veteran against veteran there.
You would. You would have Pillage, an Air Force veteran, versus Josh Mandel, a Marine Corps veteran of Iraq.
So do you think that would make the race more interesting, or would that really have a play?
Well, I think it would. I mean, one of the things that Mandel ran on was, you know, his background as a military veteran. I think it would kind of take away some of that if Connie Pillage, who served in the armed services too, were running against him.
Now, we do know that John Kasich plans to run for governor again. What do you think he's going to focus on this time around?
Well, I think Kasich, I think this year is going to focus on the practical, you know, getting things done and getting a story out that he wants to tell, which is that he has been responsible for bringing back Ohio's economy, which is doing somewhat better than the national average, that he's freed up private enterprise to come into Ohio to either create jobs or retain jobs, keep jobs in Ohio, and is growing the economy. And one of the things I think he wants to do this year, and it's pretty clear, he wants to do raise taxes on oil and gas production in Ohio, and in turn give a tax break, income tax break, to individuals, which would probably be pretty popular if you're going into a re-election year.
You think he'll have any trouble getting the legislature to go along with what he wants?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, he has a Republican legislature to deal with. The oil and gas industry are, you know, they have powerful lobbies too. So, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Now, you do have at least one Democrat who's indicated pretty clearly that he plans to run against Kasich, or run at least in the Democratic primary. But in this area, most people don't know his name at all. Edward Fitzgerald, who is he?
Edward Fitzgerald, here in Cincinnati, people don't know him. You may get to know him very soon. He is a former mayor of Lakewood. He was an FBI agent for about 3 years. And in 2010, when the voters of Cuyahoga County voted out the old three-commissioner system, which was entirely corrupt, and replaced it with a county executive and an 11-member county council, Fitzgerald was elected county executive in Cuyahoga County. In effect, he is the mayor of Cuyahoga County. He's the chief executive officer of Cuyahoga County. And, you know, he's going to go out and make the argument that he has turned the thing around. He has cut jobs, cut waste in Cuyahoga County. And he just has to get more name recognition around the state. I mean, you could walk around Cincinnati and ask people who Edward Fitzgerald is, and you could find hardly anyone, unless they're a complete political junkie, who could tell you who Edward Fitzgerald is. But they may learn very quickly.
All right, Howard, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his blog and his Sunday column at WVXU.org. And, of course, he joins me every Monday morning at this time.